And go ahead with your, I have an idea, but you tell me your idea.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to take some inspiration from that toilet that didn't work on the space station.
Yeah.
Or not the space, whatever that rocket was.
Artemis
that went
2.
Up there.
Artemis 2.
Yeah, yeah. They had like all those toilet problems.
They did.
And so.
That was the best part of the space
station. I figured out how to solve that. And like, you could then have, like, you could actually show them and demonstrate how to make a proper working toilet that could be used in space.
Jeff, be very, very careful. What is the idea? But being very, very careful.
Well, it's got to be something that contains it properly.
It, yes.
You know, it's, and so it's got to, you got to have enough room down there so that it can go in.
You shouldn't be,
and then you want to sprinkle like some sawdust on it, apparently works really well, and do some composting. So then you can grow some
flowers and vegetables,
and have some fresh vegetables while you're down there.
Maybe I can. Maybe those potatoes can be grown, and I can use those for the for when I make the jacket potato bar, huh?
That would be very good. Because you want to have, you want to have some greens too. You know, get some fresh greens.
Yeah, you get some fresh greens. How about that?
Yep, but the other important thing is you got to have Bucci Cam. Are you having Bucci Cam down there?
Yeah,
Everybody's going to be watching what's going on down there.
I might want to do the show from down there. I might want to do the show from down there. Let me float you this another toilet alternative. So what I bought was 50 pounds of lye, right? And I think that I'm going to have a trap door at the base of the coffin and fill it with lye. And I just do that, and then it eats. It'll eat everything. How about that?
Yeah, but that stuff can be toxic. It could, like, if you accidentally get some on your skin, it could burn.
I'm pretty good at crouching.
All right, well, be careful with that, because there's a lot of sensitive areas down there.
Yeah, maybe on you, but not me. Okay, gotta go. Sensitive areas. Bucci's cool and tough. Call it a go, Bucci. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm fine, too. So what, Franco, what should I add? You think I should put the Cadillac fins on my coffin? What do you think?
No, I think that's already been... Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's been... I'm sure it's
Cadillac.
Been.
Yeah, anyway,
I'm sure.
But it's just, you know, I was like dozing off here in the living room, and Christy brought me a cup of coffee, and the first thing I see standing on one of the Yamaha studio monitors.
Yes.
Is a coffin and a sarcophagus the same thing?
Man, there's a lot of different things like casket, coffin, sarcophagus. Sarcophagus feels larger, right? That has a bunch, like a family is in there, maybe.
Okay, well, I built one.
You built a sarcophagus?
Yes.
Okay, what does it look like?
Well, I was the prop master on a TV show, and they needed a sarcophagus that a big piece of meat came to life and flew across the room.
Is this like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something? Was that the show? It sounds...
I don't know what the... You know what? I used to do so much stuff, I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember the movie, but I remember the sarcophagus, but this is my living room. And it's just waiting for someone to crawl in. And I know you're not a very big person, and neither am I, by the way. And, I'm just, like, thinking ahead, you know. It's like all those expenses, like, you know,
my arms
funeral expenses.
I'm not dying.
Why not?
People just want to die.
I'm older than you, so I'm probably going to die first.
Yeah.
But, you know, I knocked this thing off in an afternoon.
So, wait, you have a sarcophagus in your living room?
Yes, I do. It's on top of a speaker cabinet.
How big is it? It can't be that big then, right? I mean, unless you have huge speakers.
No, it's not that big. I'm looking at it right now, and it's about 2.5 feet high. It has a lid that has Egyptian motifs painted on it.
I see.
You know,
EMs. I see.
Someplace, you know what? Someplace in a drawer, I have Master that has it. But I don't know where it is.
It sounds like I can only fit my head. If I was trying to bury my head alive, that seems like the sarcophagus would be. But I need to put my whole body. Can my whole body go in this thing? And not like some in utero thing, but like actually stretching out hands behind my head looking at a Jenny McCarthy poster?
Do you know what a meat grinder is?
I do, yes.
Okay, well, you get someone probably...
You want me to grind myself up? I'm being buried
alive. I would say you have to get someone else to do it for you.
All right.
Like Mrs. Bucci, for example.
Yeah, well, she'll like, probably be first
that
in
would
line.
Be,
yeah.
She can grind it up, put it in, and pat it down like a meatloaf.
Okay.
And then put it out in the yard.
Franco, these are interesting ideas, and maybe when I finally pass, I will be ground up and put in your sarcophagus. But right now, I need to be down there living so I can break this this darn record. You know what I'm saying?
There's always a catch.
There's always a catch. All right, good hearing from you, Franco.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, what do you think I should be? What kind of coffin do you think I should be burying? What should I add to my coffin?
One of those pink plastic Barbie coffins.
Oh, so you should look like a Barbie. It should be like Barbie's dream coffin kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that how you want to go? You want to be buried in that? What do you? What kind of coffin do you want to be buried in?
I don't care.
You don't care? Just anything? Something biodegradable so you can become like an apple tree or something?
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
But it's probably not.
And then someone takes a bite of the apple and like, man, this apple tastes mad. Well, I have a coffin kind of half built. Let's do one more call. Caller Igabuchi real fast.
I don't know if I missed it, but what is the theme of this coffin? You're going to be like the Mach 5 race car?
I think it might be a Barbie dream coffin.
Aw, say hi to Ken for me.
No. One more. Caller Igabuchi real fast.
Hey, I was thinking that one thing that you... Oh, I'm Craig from Queens, by the way.
Yeah,
one thing that you could add to your coffin is my grandpa, all right? He's right now in a coffin by himself, but I was thinking you two could be teammates.
No, I can't, because what is he? Is he also alive? I can't share this glory with him. If he wants to be buried alive, I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm going to be talking about more of this. We're all going to go on the journey of me being buried alive, and it's going to be wonderful. But now I gotta go. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online. All the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man, or a man, Micah from the Music of Mind Control. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.
Good evening, Starseed. Welcome to the Music of Mind Control. Once again, my name is Micah, here with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Audio journey that we take, you and I, of new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, devotional nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard something recorded at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram sometime in the 20th century from Vasanti Rao, Tuava Anandamayi. Beautiful. Spiritual sounds from Sri Aurobindo Ashram. An extremely esoteric center environment devoted to something called supramental yoga. The yoga of DNA, developed by Sri Aurobindo and the mother, his partner, in which one can alter source code of your body to become a supramental being. Of course, not too many people have achieved that. According to Mira Alfasa, the mother, she did achieve it at the end of her life. But who's to say? Anyway, I'm going to now play a very milquetoasty record from Christian Science. Songs about Christian Science from The Glad Sound, 1973. I'll be right back.
We are hid with Christ forever in the Father's holy plan. In this pure eternal union, we behold the perfect man. And we know that sin can never overthrow the sacred rod of dominion. Over evil, we are hid with Christ in God. Hid with Christ in God, O gladness, O the meekness and the might. When the risen Christ has lifted all our thoughts into the light. Light of truth, wherein no sadness dims the radiant peace we find. As we set our whole affection on the beauteous things of mind. Saw ye my Savior, heard ye the glad sound, felt ye the power of the word. 'Twas the truth that made us free and was found by you and me in the life and the love of our Lord. Mourner, it calls you, come to my bosom. Love wipes your tears all away and will lift the shade of gloom and for you make radiant room midst the glories of one endless day. Sinner, it calls you, come to this fountain, cleanse the foul senses within. 'Tis the Spirit that makes pure, that exalts thee and will cure all thy sorrow and sickness and sin. Strongest deliverer, friend of the friendless, life of all being divine. Thou the Christ and not the creed, thou the truth in thought and deed, thou the one, the bread and the wine. master, thy works now understood. Reveal their full effulgence through love and brotherhood. Today, Christ's precious science, thy healing power makes plain. With joy may all obey thee and cast out sin and pain. The Christ eternal manhood, as God's own Son beloved, a tender ever presence within each heart is proved. O God, our Father, Mother, thy name we see expressed by man who in thy science is perfect, holy, blessed. O science, God sent message to tired humanity. Thou art love's revelation of truth that makes us free. Thy kingdom, God, within us shows forth love's sweet control. God's idea, man rejoices. He knows the reign of soul. God's idea, man rejoices. He knows the reign of soul.
I'm still looking for that one acid rock Christian Science record. But in the meantime, we have to settle for Larry Gross and the Glad Sound, one of his many Christian Science records from the early 70s. That was called Larry Gross and the Glad Sound. O Jesus, our dear Master, saw ye my Savior, we are hid with Christ forever. I believe Larry was the main bandmaster on Prairie Home Companion. But before that, he made Christian Science records. Okay, Ashram Shambhala was a very dark chapter in post-Soviet Russia, New Age, new religious movements, etc., etc. Konstantin Rudnev claimed to be a neo-shaman, or like a living uh, a living sadhaka or something of to that extent. Formed the Ashram Shambhala based on things like Agni Yoga, Castaneda, Reiki, Astral Karate, Karma Yoga, and Communion with the Spirits. So he combined all this stuff, as is the nature of New Age religious movements of the 80s and 90s. Sort of a syncretic system created Ashram Shambhala. Apparently was a front for all kinds of nefarious criminal activity, including sexual assault, drug trafficking, mental and physical violence. Everybody was on drugs. Everyone in this cult was forced to take psychotropic substances and all kinds of horrible things, including killing cats, which is, to me, the worst thing you can possibly do as a cult leader. Or making your followers kill cats. Can't be forgiven. So he's in prison. However, I do believe he is starting a new cult from prison. He has a new name, something like Kalki, Avatar Kalki, or something like ridiculous like that. Ohin Hara, who was his partner in crime, is not in prison for whatever reason. Senior mentor, international mistress of the School of Goddesses, Ohin Hara, somehow escaped prison, even though she's just as guilty of all kinds of criminal activity from the cult. She is also claiming to be a neo-shaman. She has she's rebranded herself as some kind of Russian shaman woman with very esoteric teachings that only she can impart through her communion with the shaman spirits. She recorded an album in 2014. It's called Le Chant des Prêtresses de Cyber. The songs of the priestess of Siberia. Maybe she escaped to France. I think maybe that's why she somehow got out of going to prison and started a cult in France, maybe, and recorded this weird record. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks and we'll be right back.
My lucky star is shining in the sky. It's flying high and knows that I exist. It's far away from me, but not behind. And I can't reach it yet, there's only mist. It's not regret that I'm still on the land. It always helps me not to lose my way. It's gazing down at me, holds out its hand. I have support of it and only pray. its own account. It worships only gold and nothing more. And only sun can hear its clear sound. And only freedom spreading out before. But if it disappears in gloomy space and lost between the comets taking fright, I'll know of a truth, there's a lucky star. I will believe in every burning light.
Thank you.
cat killing, neo shamanist, dubstep music, or whatever it is. Ohinhara, who should be in prison but has somehow eluded the authorities and is a neo shaman teacher and singer. From her 2014 release, Le Chant des Prêtresses de Sibérie, we heard Life Breathing and Closest to the Stars. Okay, we're going to step back into Stephen Gaskin's hippie farm. The farm, simply known as The Farm, which I think it was in Tennessee, Lewis County, Tennessee, an intentional community started in 1971 by a hippie named Stephen Gaskin, who had all kinds of wild, drug-fueled ideas about prana, cosmic energies, and the sacred act. This is the cult that, for whatever reason, was more into sex than they were drugs. I think it's supposed to be the other way around, but a lot of sex going on at the farm. They believed that the act of doing it was the most sacred cosmic thing you can imagine. Synergy. It was the divine synergistic act. Did not believe in birth control, frowned upon abortions. And as you may imagine, there were a lot of group marriages. Recorded many records throughout the years. They had their own in-house psychedelic rock group. Recorded like four or five hippie jam rock records. Then in 1980, they switched gears and they recorded a new wave record. They changed their name to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and they recorded a record called Reactor, which I guess is supposed to be an anti-nuke thing, although there's all kinds of tirades on this. Anti-establishment tirades. Nothing about the Sacred Act, though. I guess by 1980, that whole thing was kind of passé, and they focused more on the No Nukes movement. So we're going to hear from this attempt at rebranding from the farm, and I'll be right back. These are some choice cuts.
Try to substitute. wander through the corridors where they're looking for an unlocked door where nothing is the same. Nothing's what it seems. Nothing is the same. Nothing's what it seems. What if the fate of the world was on the auction?
Stephen Gaskin's farm band ushering in the Reagan era, changing their name to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, departing from their early jam band stuff and going all new wave in the 80s. White Sugar, man, what a jammer. Nothing is the same, and System Failure. All things considering, I think it's a pretty strong effort. I'm going to round things out with the Latter-day Saints. And this very unusual single that came out of Provo from a bunch of Mormons, or a bunch of, I think this was two brothers in Provo in the late 70s, the Brunson Burners. This is Mormon disco or funk. I guess, you know, I mean, the Mormons always have their own version of popular genres. I think this is basically their effort at doing a disco single. So I'm going to play as much of it as I can. There's basically just two songs, and then it's time for Dan Boda. To enjoy the Brunson Burners.
Thank you.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Fry me, vocal fry, and let me yoink among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me, vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac. Jack, Wally Cox is eefing, and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
He's all yodeling whistler, for he sings a yodel song, and you think he has a whistle in his throat. All the grown-ups throw him pennies and the children tag along just to hear him laugh or imitate a goat. Bah! Or a chicken, or a bluebird. He's a happy sort of clown with an old guitar on his shoulder. He goes from town to town. He spreads a happy feeling and sets the dancers reeling. With a yodel like a church bell's chime. And the whistle bright as polka time. Start your heart to swing and sway. Then the yodeling whistler goes his way. He's friendly with the children and to every dog in town that comes running when they see his funny hat. If he knows you're feeling lonesome or he sees you with a frown, you may find him make-believing he's a cat. Meow! Or a chicken, or a bluebird. And he's loved by one and all, for there's only one thing as happy, the clock upon the wall. He spreads a happy feeling and sets the dancers reeling. With a yodel like a church bell's chime. Yodel, and a whistle bright as polka time. He will start your heart to swing and sway. The yodeling whistler goes his way.
la tuba na ya su koya no pale shoy bolle shei no koya du bola su koya la shino mo ya tu ki su la kola na su ko mana de ki shu la du si la na yon mo to Silation of the Yatu Yahoo.